This Week in the Civil War, on Saturday, November 22, 1862, Federal General Edwin Sumner, no doubt conveying Burnside's decision, informed the city government of Fredericksburg, Virginia, that Union forces would not bombard Fredericksburg despite the ultimatum of the prior day. So long as no hostile demonstration is made from the town, this is not to say as long as Confederate forces occupying the city and surrounding hills did not fire on Union forces, then Fredericksburg would not be harmed. Aware that their city was soon to be the center of a major confrontation, city leaders wisely urged the continuing evacuation of the town. In other news, Union Secretary of War Edwin Stanton discharged nearly all political prisoners held by the Union military, a move which no doubt encouraged enhanced protest by Southern Copperheads in the American North. This Week in the Civil War is presented by Texas Public Radio and the History Department of Shriner University.